Welcome to this special bonus. This is Jessica Ortner, and we'll be speaking with my brother, Nick Ortner, about how to achieve maximum energy for success with tapping. Welcome, Nick.
Jess, it's always a pleasure, and I'm so excited to be talking about this topic because it's something that's so important to people these days, well, at all times, which is energy. You know, how do we have the energy to do the things that we want to do? And certainly with regards to finances and personal fulfillment, it's a huge topic because we can't be active in doing all the things that we want to do if we don't have that basic energy to move forward.
So then how could tapping possibly help us gain more energy?
Well, there's a couple different approaches that we're going to cover in today's call. The first one, which is really nice, isn't even an approach. It's a side effect of all the other work that we've been doing, all the other tapping within the last couple of weeks. And there's some people who probably already noticed that when you do your work on the other stuff, when you tap on these limiting beliefs, these childhood issues, these traumas, these events, these emotions, all this stuff, your energy naturally increases. Now, you might have a period where right after you tap, you might be exhausted for a couple hours or a couple days as your body processes that energy. And, you know, some of the stuff can be deep, so you might find an initial exhaustion from it. But after that, and for the most part, people feel a natural energy come back. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. You know, I like the great author Carolyn Mace. She talks about this concept of energy, and she discusses it coming into our body on a daily basis. And she says, imagine that every day you get 100 units of energy or $100 that are downloaded into your body. When you wake up in the morning, that's what you've got. And these things that happen to us in our lives, these traumatic events, these limiting beliefs, these ideas, these negative thoughts, they all cost us a dollar or a unit of energy. So maybe when you were 10 years old, you had this traumatic event and someone told you something about money, and that might cost you $5 of energy. And the problem is that it isn't just costing you that energy once. It's costing you that energy every single day. So that $5, that 5 units might be okay, but it's when we stack these events on top of each other, when we stack these negative thinking, these beliefs, that we end up either with no energy or, for some people, even in debt. You might be $30 under. And now, this is just a metaphor just to get a picture of what this might look like. But I think it's a good thing to think about. Where is my energy going? And then being able to pull that back in and recognizing that with every tapping round that you do, with everything you do to pull that energy back into yourself, to empower yourself at the deepest levels, you'll find that natural physical energy, the energy to move forward, to get things done, to just get up early and stay up late if that's what you need, will come back naturally.
Absolutely. And Nick, you made a really good point before. You mentioned that when people tap, a lot of times they do feel a bit tired in the beginning and then they get more energy. And I think that's important for people to point out. It's important for people to recognize, because it is very common that when energy begins to move through the body that we have a reaction of yawning and we can even feel tired. So it doesn't mean that it's not working for energy. It means we're getting that, we're really doing that shift. And then, you know, we take a moment to relax, and then you're saying we'll feel more energized because we have less of that weight.
Well, absolutely. And it's a deeper energy we're looking for. This isn't a caffeine fix that we're interested in here. We're looking for that deep, healthy energy. You know, the other thing that's happening when we're releasing these other things, remember, if we go back to what we've been talking a lot about, which is the fight or flight response, and really the fight or flight response, stress levels in the body, pushing the adrenals to the edge. When we finally stop that response and we relax and we tap and we take these deep breaths, the body then takes that opportunity to heal. So if your adrenals are maxed to the hilt, and if you're just worn out, you do the tapping to clear it, you might find yourself even more tired while your body heals. And then when your body heals, you can come back with that deep, sustained energy. I think everyone can tune into the difference between the energy, which is sugar-fueled, caffeine-fueled, I've got to get it done-fueled, mentally just powering through, and it's not a very comfortable energy. It very much feels like a surface energy. It can feel a little jittery. And then we can tune into the difference when you wake up refreshed and grounded and present, and you have that energy that comes more from the core. You know, I've been talking a lot throughout this series about where we think and where our energy comes from. And we've talked a lot about things coming out of our head. You know, the critical voice was in the head. and then the intuitive voice was more in the body. It's the same thing for this energy. We're trying to move the energy away from that surface, head, skin, caffeine, sugar fuel, jittery energy that is just go, 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 to that deeper reservoir of energy where we can move forward with energy from that peaceful place. And it's a very different experience. And I know we've all had it at some point, and maybe you forget what it's like because you've been running on caffeine for the last 5 or 10 years. But when you start reconditioning your body, stopping that fight or flight response, you'll find that natural well of energy start building back up.
And that makes sense. So that's a key, something that we should remember. It's something that we're naturally doing now by going through the course. If someone wants to actively do some tapping around energy, how do they begin to do that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we can actually literally just tap on low energy. So why don't we do a little tapping right now and see if we can raise all of our energy levels.
Okay.
So tune in and just ask yourself on a scale of 0 to 10, how much energy do I have? And you can describe energies however you want. You know, it's an intuitive question to ask yourself, and just give it a number on a 0 to 10 scale. So if you are full of energy, you're at a 10, and if you are just dragging your feet, you're a 1 or 2. And you can also tune into the energy and go, yeah, I'm full of energy, but it's caffeine-fueled energy, and I don't feel good. So tune into that. That way you can see the change in your body as we do the tapping. So tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I'm tired.
Even though I'm tired.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though my energy is so low.
Even though my energy is so low.
I'm running on empty.
I'm running on empty.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'm feeling really tired and fatigued.
Even though I'm feeling really tired and fatigued.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I brow all this low energy.
All this low energy.
Side of the eye, this low energy.
This low energy.
Under the eye, I'm feeling fatigued.
I'm feeling fatigued.
Under the nose, I'm run down.
I'm run down.
Under the mouth, maybe I've been doing too much.
Maybe I've been doing too much.
Collarbone, and not taking care of myself.
And not taking care of myself.
Under the arm, all this low energy.
All of this low energy.
Top of the head, all this fatigue.
All this fatigue.
Eyebrow, my blood is clumping together.
My blood is clumping together.
Side of the eye, my red blood cells are all stuck together.
My red blood cells are all stuck together.
Under the eye, maybe I'm dehydrated.
Maybe I'm dehydrated.
Under the nose, all this low energy.
All this low energy.
Under the mouth, all this lack of oxygen in my body.
All this lack of oxygen in my body.
Collarbone, this low energy.
This low energy.
Under the arm, raising my energy.
Raising my energy.
Top of the head, raising the oxygen levels in my blood.
Raising the oxygen levels in my blood.
Eyebrow, releasing this fatigue.
Releasing this fatigue.
Side of the eye, raising this energy.
Raising this energy.
Under the eye, raising the energy in my body.
Raising the energy of my body.
Under the nose, I'm feeling better and better.
I'm feeling better and better.
Under the mouth, I'm feeling stronger and stronger.
I'm feeling stronger and stronger.
Collarbone, I have all this energy in my body.
I have all this energy in my body.
Under the mouth, I have all this energy in my body.
I have all this energy in my body.
Top of the head, I'm increasing it now.
I'm increasing it now.
Take a deep breath. And let it go. I'm feeling a little more energized. How about you?
Yeah, I really am.
So the other thing that we can do too, breath is a big part of energy on a daily basis when we're just walking around moving at the computer. And we have a tendency to constrict our breath, to collapse our posture, and that can really reduce the flows of energy. So you can do some tapping on opening up your breath, and it's actually a pretty neat thing to experience. So let's do a little bit of that right now.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is close your eyes and take a deep breath. And let it go. And now do one more, and I want you to notice as you take this breath how constricted the breath is. So what I mean by that is if the breath wasn't constricted, when you would take a breath in and make sure you make it a belly breath and then a chest breath, you would find that it's as expansive. Every part of your lungs seems to fill. And you'll find that if it's constricted, it'll probably be a little higher up in the chest. and you feel like you just can't take a deep breath. You know, those times when you just like, oh, I can't get a deep breath.
Yeah.
That's constricted. So go ahead and test that again and see how constricted is it on a 0 to 10 scale. And you can make, we in this case, we can make 10 is, well, no, let's make it free at the 10. So a 10 is a totally free breath and a 0 is totally constricted. So if the breath isn't where you want it to be, it might be a 3 or a 4. So go ahead and try that again. Deep breath. And now that you have a number, let's do some tapping on that. Okay. So tapping on the side of the hand. Even though my breath is constricted.
Even though my breath is constricted.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I just can't take a deep breath.
Even though I just can't take a deep breath.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though my breath is totally constricted.
Even though my breath is totally constricted.
I choose to open it up now.
I choose to open it up now.
Eyebrow, this constricted breath.
This constricted breath.
Side of the eye, I'm having trouble breathing.
I'm having trouble breathing.
Under the eye, I can't take a deep breath.
I can't take a deep breath.
Under the nose, I just can't take a deep breath.
I just can't take a deep breath.
Under the mouth, all this constriction in my chest.
All this constriction in my chest.
Collarbone, all this constriction in my lungs.
All this constriction in my lungs.
Under the arm, all this tightness in my chest.
All this tightness in my chest.
Top of the head, all these stuck emotions in my lungs.
All these stuck emotions in my lungs.
Eyebrow, whatever's causing the constriction.
Whatever's causing the constriction.
Side of the eye, I choose to release now.
I choose to release now.
Under the eye, whatever emotions are stuck here.
Whatever emotions are stuck here.
Under the nose, I choose to release now.
I choose to release now.
Under the mouth, releasing this constriction now.
Releasing this constriction now.
Collarbone, letting it go.
Letting it go.
Under the arm, releasing all this constriction.
Releasing all this constriction.
Top of the head, opening up my breath.
Opening up my breath.
Eyebrow, opening up my breath.
Opening up my breath.
Side of the eye, increasing the oxygen in my lungs.
Increasing the oxygen in my lungs.
Under the eye, increasing the oxygen in my body.
Increasing the oxygen in my body.
Under the nose, opening up my breath.
Opening up my breath.
Under the mouth, releasing any stuck emotions.
Releasing any stuck emotions.
Collarbone, releasing any traumas.
Releasing any traumas.
Under the arm, releasing any traumas in my breath.
Releasing any traumas in my breath.
Top of the head, letting it all go.
Letting it all go.
Go ahead and take a deep breath.
Wow, I really feel a difference.
Right? I mean, it blows me away every time. I often forget to do it, but it's very powerful.
And really, our breath is our life force. We can go some time without water. We can go some time without food, but we can only last a few minutes without oxygen. So if we want to have more energy, it's essential to be breathing correctly.
It is. It's essential and it's taken for granted. I mean, it's basically the easiest thing you can possibly do to feel better and to increase the energy in your body, besides tapping, is to take these deep breaths and to open up the lungs. So concentrating on that, just a couple rounds of tapping, opening that up can make a big difference. And then if you find yourself constricting again or something comes up and you find yourself constricted, you can just tap on it again. But it's a good thing to be aware of, how deeply am I breathing? And not only when you're taking deep breaths, which is, you know, one time to check in, but on a daily basis when you're sitting at the computer, what's your posture like and how are you breathing? That's going to make a big difference in your energy.
Right. So Nick, let's create a scenario here because I think this will help people. We are sitting at our computer, we're looking at a project we need to start and we're feeling exhausted. Where do we start tapping in that moment? Is the best thing to go right to the breath and begin there, to go to emotions? Can you give us kind of an idea, a picture of what it would look like for someone to tap right before having to start a project?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a couple of approaches you can take and there's no right or wrong on it. So I'm going to give you a couple of options and then you decide what's best for you. And I think it's good to have different tools because sometimes you might want to tap on one thing and other times on another. So you're exhausted looking at your computer. The simplest tapping is always, even though I'm exhausted, right? Even though I'm exhausted, I don't want to work on this project. I don't have the mental energy. My brain feels foggy. I'm jittery. I'm tired. I'm this. I'm that. Just speak it out loud and do the tapping. All right. You might also go, okay, well, I don't want to do this. Let me work on my breath right now and do what we just did with the breath. You might want to go deeper and say, well, why don't I want to work on this project? Is this procrastination? Is this self-sabotage? What does it mean if you actually do this project? That's obviously the deeper level. The easiest thing is always to just start tapping on whatever it is that you're feeling, and that's great. And then if you want to go deeper, you might find other reasons why you don't want to work on the project. Sometimes it's as simple as you're tired, you know, so we don't always have to psychoanalyze everything to the level of, well, this must be a childhood trauma as to why I don't have to work on this project, right? It can be, but sometimes maybe it's just you're tired. You didn't sleep well the night before, and you can tap on, even though I didn't sleep well the night before, even though my body's exhausted. And remember, we're always looking to do the tapping to gain clarity, to get to a place of peace, to make a better decision. It doesn't mean that just because you do the tapping, you could do the tapping and feel great and then look at the project and say, I don't want to do this right now. And that might not be self-sabotage. It might not be procrastination. It might be nothing wrong with you. It might be the perfect decision for you. So we've got to recognize that. We have a tendency to think if we're not doing anything, anytime we're not doing something we're supposed to do, then we're procrastinating or being bad or it's somehow a negative. Whereas if you get clarity and you do the tapping, you might find, you know what? I actually need a break, you know, like, yeah. And that's okay. We're not trying to become superhuman with this tapping or any other work that we do, so we never have a break. Not only is that silly, remember, that takes out the personal fulfillment side of the equation. If you're so busy that you're not enjoying what you're doing, the answer is not to power through. It's not to do the tapping for more energy so you can drive yourself, you know, even further. There's a point when the tapping won't work, right? If you're trying to tell me that you're sleeping 4 hours a night and working 14-hour days and running around with your kids and this, that, and the other, and you want tapping as a solution to make all that better, that's not going to happen. What I'm going to suggest to you is that you reevaluate what you're doing in your life and get realistic as to what your body can and can't manage. So we use the tapping as an aid to create energy. It's not a fix. It's not a drug. It's not a cover-up. It's not a pill. It's not coffee, right? It helps us gain clarity on what's the best, healthiest thing for ourselves. And we might do a whole lot of tapping on lack of energy and this, that, and the other, and then find, you know what? I need a nap. And that's okay. And getting that clarity, go, yeah, I didn't sleep enough last night. Sure, we can increase oxygen. We can sort of have some of these Band-Aids on these things. But if there's deep problems that need to be addressed, they need to be addressed.
Right. And we might not be able to take a nap in the middle of an office, but we can gain that awareness to what we need to take steps in the future to create habits that can support us. So Nick, you mentioned checking in with our body, seeing what we need, seeing if we need to take a nap, seeing if we're dehydrated. Can you go into some of the other tips that you have about having more energy? Because you are someone that is doing a lot, and it's really important for you personally to keep your energy really high. So what are some other things that you do that really help you do that?
That's great. So I'm going to cover a few sort of ideas in the nutritional exercise health realm, and I'm going to stay very general, and I'm going to only give you the stuff that works. And, you know, we can do a whole other call about the stress of figuring out what to eat and what not to eat and that whole thing. I've been studying the subject deeply for the last 10 years. As Jessica knows, I always have some crazy concoction of Chinese herbs brewing in a pot. And, you know, when people are sick, you know, and not only tell them to tap, but I say, all right, take this, this, that, and the other, and I put together a usually disgusting tasting drink, but that people feel better in a couple of hours. So I've looked at this material and, you know, ways to support ourselves nutritionally in a deep way. So I want to cover just a few things. And I want to cover, most importantly, how to use the tapping in conjunction with these things, right? Let me give you an example of what I mean for that. Exercise is obvious. I don't have to tell everyone. Well, I do have to tell everyone because we still don't exercise as much as we used to, and I'm just as guilty. I've gotten into much better habits the last couple of years in terms of exercise, but I had a lot of resistance around it, and I definitely had to do my work to recognize just how crucial it is. Now, we all know a couple things about exercise. It increases blood flow, increases oxygen in the body, it reduces inflammation in the body. You feel so good afterwards. And you feel so good, period, in your body, but you also feel good about yourself. There's that double victory. Not only are you helping your body, you're helping your self-confidence, and you're proving to yourself that you are active, mobile, healthy, and can do things and make it happen. Unfortunately, one of the things that happens with exercise is that we know we should do it, and then we don't. So not only do we have the negative effect of not exercising, we have the negative thinking of thinking about ourselves, we don't exercise, right? And we beat ourselves up for doing that. So when you don't exercise, especially when you said you would, it's kind of that double trouble. I'd almost rather say that you're not going to exercise than say you are and not do it, right? When you make that commitment to yourself, it's so important to follow through with it, to keep that energy positive and to keep that commitment to yourself. So we know we should exercise. We don't want to. What do? It's very simple. Even though I don't want to exercise, let's do some tapping right now.
Okay.
Side of the hand. Say out loud, I don't want to exercise.
I don't want to exercise.
And tune in to how true that feels, 10 being totally true. 0 being not true, you're ready to go. And obviously, it might not be in this moment. Let's just talk about exercise generally. And let's do the tapping, some tapping. Even though I don't want to exercise.
Even though I don't want to exercise.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I really don't want to exercise.
Even though I really don't want to exercise.
It's too hard.
It's too hard.
I don't want to get sweaty.
I don't want to get sweaty.
It's too much work.
It's too much work.
Got too much to do.
I have too much to do.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I really don't want to exercise.
Even though I really don't want to exercise.
You can't make me exercise.
You can't make me exercise.
I hate exercising.
I hate exercising.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Eyebrow. I don't want to exercise.
I don't want to exercise.
Side of the eye. I just don't want to exercise.
I just don't want to exercise.
Under the eye. You can't make me exercise.
You can't make me exercise.
Under the nose. I don't want exercise.
I don't want exercise.
Under the mouth. I hate exercising.
I hate exercising.
Collarbone. It's too much work.
It's too much work.
Under the arm. I don't have enough time.
I don't have enough time.
Top of the head. I don't have enough time to do this.
I don't have enough time to do this.
Eyebrow. This resistance to exercise.
This resistance to exercise.
Side of the eye. All this resistance.
All this resistance.
Under the eye. All the reasons why.
All the reasons why.
Under the nose, I don't want to exercise.
I don't want to exercise.
Under the mouth, you can't make me exercise.
You can't make me exercise.
Collarbone, all this resistance.
All this resistance.
Under the arm, all this resistance in my body.
All this resistance in my body.
Top of the head, letting it all go.
Letting it all go.
Take a deep breath. So when you know you want to exercise, there's no shoulds. When you know you want to, or you choose to exercise, and you feel that resistance coming up, you can do the tapping right then. And I've done it often. And even just one round like that can shift the energy enough to go, okay, let's just do this. Let's get it done.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, I feel so much energized just from those few rounds. So we know that exercise is essential to having more energy. Any other tips?
Yeah, at the most basic level, reducing sugar intake in the body as much as possible is going to make a big difference.
So that's like sodas and candy bars.
That's sodas, candy bars. I mean, sodas are absolutely hidden amount of sugar in it, a huge, huge amount of sugar in it. So sodas, candy bars, and then a lot of processed carbs, you know, sugars, processed carbs turn into sugar in the body. And unfortunately, the challenge with cutting sugars out is that sugars give us energy. So we get that burst, then we get that crash. There can obviously be a lot of emotional issues around sugar and addictions around it, and that's a deeper subject. But if you're trying to cut sugar out of your diet, you can do the tapping on, even though I'm craving this sugar, I gotta have it, I want it, I need it for energy. If you do the other tapping we're doing on energy alongside it, you might find that the withdrawal of it isn't as bad because you're not desperate for it and you're finding other ways to create energy in your body.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. So exercise, reduce sugar, anything else?
Well, this is so basic, it's funny, but it's important. And it's sunlight and fresh air. You know, vitamin D has been shown to play a crucial part in the body, a dramatic reduction in cancer with the right levels of vitamin D. We've been given a lot of information about the sun and about skin cancer, which I believe at some level is incorrect. Certainly the sun can be dangerous if you burn, and that's not what you want to do. But healthy amounts of sunlight, limited amounts of sunlight, and all depends on where you live and your skin pigmentation, is really, really important. To me, the easiest answer to this, because it's so convoluted and you'll find so many different things online, so many opinions about stuff, is when we go outside and we put our face in the sun for 15 minutes, we feel so good, right?
Yeah.
When we take a deep breath of fresh air, we feel amazing. Our energy calms, balances, and centers. So at some level, just trust your intuition and know, I got to get some fresh air. I got to get some sun on my face and preferably on your whole body. And also trust your intuition to know, I'm burning up out here. I should not be here for 3 hours, right? I shouldn't be lying on the beach getting burnt for 3 hours, and that's going to be extremely unhealthy. So there's a happy medium in there, and find it for yourself. But it's so crucial to get the vitamin D levels up. And if you can't get enough sunlight for whatever reason, depending on where you live, or it's the winter and you're at work all day, then I'd consider vitamin D supplementation. Important to talk to your doctor, medical doctor, or naturopath. Get your levels tested, blood levels tested, so you know exactly what your vitamin D levels are, and then supplement accordingly. But I've known a lot of people who increased their vitamin D levels and their energy went through the roof when they got that balanced.
Yes. Well, Nick, thank you for all those tips. And I want to say again, and you've said this already, but so many of these things that really make a huge difference in our energy are things that we often overlook. We think that the solution has to be complicated, but you are living proof. And I can say, since I personally know you and I see how much you're doing and how much energy you have, these simple things, when you do them consistently, are what make the biggest difference. So tapping and focusing on breath, and these simple little lifestyle tools are really essential if people want to have the energy to do everything that they want to do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I've felt the difference in my own life. A couple little quick ones too. Hydration is crucial. Also, when you're tapping, hydration is really big. So make sure you're getting really good quality water and drinking the right amounts for yourself, and clean food, you know, organic whenever possible, whenever affordable, local, even better, local and fresh, even better, picked out of your garden, even better. There's nothing more. Think about what happens when you pick some lettuce out of your garden. My garden is in full bloom right now, so it's an exciting time. You know, not only you're going outside, getting sunlight, hopefully having your bare feet on the earth, picking something you grew, which is an accomplishment in and of itself, and then eating this live, fresh food. I mean, that's energy. That's energy, and that's deep personal fulfillment. And that's also financial success, because you're saving money on the lettuce. So we don't have to just make money. We can also save money, and that increases our financial abundance. You know, my garden is abundant right now. It's a source for food for myself and my family, and that's a really exciting thing. So increase the hydration, local foods, live foods, raw foods are fantastic for energy. Fermented foods are fantastic for energy. What I mean by that are sauerkrauts, kimchi, those kinds of foods. Hopefully you can find someone locally making them. You can make them yourself, which is even cheaper. Fermented foods are some of the best foods on the planet. And maybe we'll do a PDF with some of these, some links and some extra tips, because I know people are going to email me asking, wait, where do I get the fermented foods? What's this? What's that? To me, Chinese, Indian, and South American herbs, and even American herbs, are a big part of my diet. I consider herbs a part of my diet in terms of increased energy and clearing out pathogens in the body and just having more clarity. I'll give you some links for that as well. And if you're still totally lost and need help, maybe you should, I'll give you more links and resources in that PDF so you can take it further.
Wonderful. Well, Nick, thank you so much for all these tips. And I'm excited. I feel energized. I'm excited to continue with my day and doing more from this energy-centered place. So, Nick, once again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jess. Have a great energetic day.